Okay, so picture this with me. You're driving to work, maybe listening to this deep dive, not even thinking about it, and your car is gathering all kinds of data about you. Not just like where you're going, but potentially, who you're calling, what you're listening to, maybe even what's going on around you. Kind of creepy, right?
A little bit.
Well, turns out it might be closer to reality than we realize.
It's something we're facing today, actually. It's a big part of why we're looking at this September 23rd article from China Revolution Update.
Oh, okay.
It talks about the US government, what they might be about to do that could have a big impact on what we're all driving.
Okay, so getting right to it then, we're talking about the U.S. Commerce Department and then potentially banning certain parts made in China from being used in cars here in the U.S.
That's right.
Help me out here. This sounds like a spy thriller or something.
Yeah.
What's the reason behind this possible ban?
Well, I mean, it might sound like that, but the concerns are definitely real. It's more than just keeping out Chinese cars, at least for now.
Okay.
This article is focused on the parts themselves, the hardware, the software, all the technology inside.
Gotcha.
And to get why, we got to talk about national security.
So this isn't just about like, economic competition or something.
No, it's bigger than that,
Yeah.
definitely. The article quotes this guy, Alan Estevez. He's the export controls chief, and he says, "A car is a very scary thing, knows a lot about you, gets software updates connected to your phone."
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. Today's cars are basically computers on wheels.
Yeah.
The worry is that some of these Chinese-made components, they could be used to get information on us, the drivers, maybe even on our infrastructure.
Wow. Okay, that is a little worrying to say the least. Can you unpack that a bit more? Like what specific components and how can they even be used that way?
Sure. We're talking about a whole range here. Sensors for those self-driving features, the AI chips that run everything inside the car, even the 5G stuff that gets your car online.
Right.
All of that has the potential to pick up and send out huge amounts of data.
And the worry is this data could end up in the wrong hands.
Exactly. In China, companies have to help the government with surveillance. It's the law there. So there's a real concern that the parts these companies make, if they're in our cars, could be used to collect data for Beijing.
So we're talking about more than just knowing where I drove to work this morning. What's like the worst case scenario here? What could they do with this kind of data?
Well, think about it. This data could be used to track people's movements, important people maybe,
Yeah.
or to figure out where critical infrastructure is.
Oh, wow.
They could even build profiles of everyday people, their routines, who they talk to, their weaknesses.
That is not good. It's pretty chilling. This potential ban, it seems like it's pointing to something much bigger, right? Like the tech in our cars is getting so advanced so quickly. But are we even thinking about the risks that come with all that?
It's true. It really makes you think.
It does. And this isn't, some far off thing either. The article mentions, I think, earlier this year, the US already put new tariffs on Chinese cars, right? So it seems like, the Biden administration, they're taking this pretty seriously.
Oh, absolutely. This potential ban, it's all part of that same strategy, protect American interests,
Okay.
security and the economics, the whole deal.
So let's talk economics for a minute. The outline we were looking at before, it mentioned something about China's industry being subsidized, right? What's that all about and how does it fit in here?
Well, China's gone all in on electric vehicles, big time.
Okay.
They're giving huge subsidies to their own companies, which lets them make these cars way cheaper.
Oh, I see.
So it creates an uneven playing field globally.
So it's not just about data and, all that, but also making sure American companies can compete.
Exactly. If Chinese companies can just undercut everyone else because their government is backing them up, it hurts American manufacturers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jobs, innovation, it all takes a hit.
And then in the end, that affects people like me, regular consumers. Prices go up, we have fewer choices, the technology doesn't advance as quickly, right?
That's the gist of it, yeah. It all connects jobs, innovation, national security. It's way bigger than just cars.
It's kind of wild, actually, how something like, car parts can tell us so much about what's going on in the world. Global competition, technology, it's all right there.
That's how it is with tech these days, right? It's everywhere, even if we don't realize it.
Totally.
And as AI and 5G, all of that gets even more embedded in our cars, the stakes just keep getting higher.
Okay, so what now? What happens if they actually go through with this ban? And what does that mean for, like, the future of cars and everything?
Well, if the U.S. goes ahead with these restrictions, things are definitely going to heat up between us and China. We could see retaliatory tariffs, that kind of thing.
So, like, a trade war, but just about cars?
It's possible, yeah. And it wouldn't just stay between the U.S. and China either. Supply chains are global, so everyone feels that.
Right.
Other countries would have to pick sides. It would get messy.
Wow. Okay. Well, one thing's for sure. Cars, as we know them, are changing fast.
Absolutely. And this whole thing with the Chinese components, it's a sign, you know? We're in a whole new world now when it comes to cars, tech, global politics, national security. It's all mixed up together.
Makes you think twice about, like, what's going on under the hood of your car? That's for sure.
Yeah.
No kidding. This whole conversation, honestly, it's been pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, that's for sure. It really makes you think.
It does. So, like, for regular people listening to this, what's the takeaway?
Yeah.
Should we be, like, worried about the car we're driving right now?
I wouldn't say worried exactly, but informed, aware, definitely. We're so used to thinking of cars as just, you know, getting from A to B.
Right.
But they're becoming something way more complex. All this software data flying around. We got to be aware of what that means for us, for our privacy, you know?
Yeah.
And for our security, too.
So it's not even just about trusting, like, a company or a country. It's about, like, understanding the tech itself.
Yeah, exactly. It goes beyond just China in these parts. You know, think about self-driving cars. That's going to be a whole other level of data collection.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we got to be asking, who has that data? What are they doing with it? What are the risks? Those are the conversations we need to be having now.
Yeah, no, you're right. And those are some big, complicated questions.
They are, yeah. No easy answers there.
Right.
But just asking those questions, that's the first step. We can't just sit back and let this tech happen to us without thinking about the downsides, you know?
I'm with you on that. Well, this has been, honestly, incredibly helpful. Any last thoughts for our listeners before we wrap things up?
You know, if there's one thing I hope people take away from this, it's stay informed, you know? Don't just read the headlines. Dig a little deeper. Ask questions. Be a part of figuring out where this tech is going, the decisions we make now, what we buy, how we think about this stuff. It matters. It's going to shape the future, you know?
Couldn't agree more. This has been a deep dive, that's for sure, into something that's, like, really complex but so important. So really appreciate you joining me today, helping to break it all down.
My pleasure. Always good to chat with you about this stuff.
And to everyone listening, as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Keep those questions coming. Keep learning. Keep digging. We'll catch you next time.